This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host is Sue Pace, former KHMB health editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about the common cold and dispel some of the myths that have been around forever and are not scientifically correct. So when you think about the common cold, or what I like to call the uncommonly uncomfortable cold crud, how many times have you heard things like, don't get chilled or you'll come down with the cold? Well, listen up. This is one of the myths I will cover today. First of all, the greatest myth about the common cold is that susceptibility to colds requires a weakened immune system. Well, the facts are, healthy people with normal immune systems are highly susceptible to cold virus infection once the virus gets in your nose. In studies with volunteers, approximately 95% of normal, healthy adults became infected when the virus was dropped into the nose. Also, of people who become infected, it's interesting that only 75% developed symptoms of the cold. The other 25% had the virus growing in their nose, but no symptoms. Now, why people sometimes become infected but don't develop cold symptoms is a mystery. One clue is that in such instances, the person may not be producing the normal amount of certain inflammatory mediators. Those are the natural body chemicals which cause cold symptoms. Now, the second myth is that central heating dries the mucous membranes of the nose and makes a person more susceptible to catching a cold. As I previously said, a cold virus does not need the help of any dry mucous membranes to initiate a cold once it's in your nose. The nasal mucous membrane is very resistant to the effects of low humidity. When they tested volunteers in chambers where the humidity was dramatically lowered, such as found in the desert, low humidity makes the nose feel dry, but the mucous membranes function normally. The next myth about colds is that becoming cold or chilled leads to catching a cold. Well, as I said a minute ago, almost everyone becomes infected, whether they're chilled or not. If you get a cold virus right up your nose, you're going to get a cold. One study actually looked at this question. It was found that colds were no more frequent or severe in volunteers who were chilled than those who weren't. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd.
And this is Dr. Brian Shepherd of Shepherd Family Dentistry.
If you are new to the area and looking for a dentist, we would like to take this opportunity to invite you to visit our family.
My mother and father have been a team on the Coastside for over 30 years, and there's a lot of smiles to prove it.
Our son Brian has also joined our dental family, and we are very, very proud and delighted to have him here.
We offer a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. Come meet our family online at shepherddentists.com.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Another myth about the common cold is that having cold symptoms is good for you because they help you get over a cold. Therefore, you shouldn't treat it. Well, the facts are, this isn't true. The nose can only respond to irritants such as cold viruses, dust, and pollen in a limited number of ways. Sneezing and nasal secretions are useful in removing dust from your nose, but it really doesn't eliminate the cold viruses. So taking something to treat the cold symptoms does not prevent you from getting over a cold. It's actually better to dry up some of the mucus because nose blowing propels nasal secretions into the sinuses, and sometimes that'll contribute towards sinus infection. FDA-approved cold treatments are safe for most people and help make you feel better. It makes sense to use them because they benefit the cold sufferer, and they may help prevent the spread of colds because they help stop the congestion and coughing. Another myth about the common cold is that drinking milk causes increased nasal mucus. Well, the fact is that milk is digested like any other protein and is not specifically converted into nasal mucus. One study actually done in volunteers to address this question showed that people drinking lots and lots of milk had no more nasal mucus than those not drinking milk. Another myth about the common cold is that you should feed a cold and starve a fever. Well, the origin of this old saying is very obscure. There's no scientific evidence that excess eating will cure a cold or that you shouldn't eat normally when you have a fever. In fact, when you have a fever, you may be dehydrated, so it's important to drink fluids and eat food. Also, eating tasty food will not make a cold worse and may help you feel better. They say when you have a cold that you should have chicken soup, so I did a little research to see if that's been proven or not. Well, what I see is that generations of parents have spooned chicken soup into their sick children. Now scientists have put chicken soup to the test, discovering that it does have effects that might help relieve cold symptoms. It can work in two ways. First of all, it acts as an anti-inflammatory by inhibiting some of the immune system cells. And secondly, it temporarily speeds up the movement of mucus, possibly helping relieve some of the congestion. So Mom was right. Eat your chicken soup. I hope you stay healthy during this winter season. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.